Environmentalists viewed the prohibition of single-use plastic bags as a victory, but the COVID-19 pandemic has delayed its full implementation. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has put regulation of the law on hold until at least June 15th. Some grocery stores are no longer permitting shoppers to bring in their own reusable bags, fearing they could be a way of spreading the virus, and other stores are once again offering plastic bags. Judith Enck, former EPA regional administrator under President Obama, now runs the Beyond Plastics program at Bennington College in Vermont. Enck, speaking via Skype, says the delay is a step backwards, but she expects the new law to ultimately survive.
So I hope this is a temporary pause.
She says the health of the grocery store workers is the most important consideration right now, but she says there is no scientific data linking the spread of the virus to reusable bags. She says there is data that indicates the virus can live on plastic for up to 3 days.
The science just does not back up shifting to plastic bags. But, you know, everyone's trying to make the best of a really difficult situation, and I fully appreciate that.
She says there is plenty of evidence that single-use plastic bags are harming the environment.
Every year, 23 billion plastic bags are used in New York State. So you can do the math and see even delaying the law by a month or 2 months or 3 months means that billions more plastic bags enter the environment. A lot of them enter waterways and then the ocean. A lot of them wind up in trees, in parks.
Erica Ringwald, a spokeswoman for the State Department of Environmental Conservation, says the ban is in effect, but the agency will not begin enforcing it until at least mid-June. That's largely because of the pandemic, but also because the Plastic Bag Manufacturing Association and a bodega association filed a lawsuit in late February. The legal action is stalled due to the partial shutdown of the courts. Ringwald says for now, the agency is trying to educate shoppers about the change.
We continue to encourage New Yorkers to transition to reusable bags when they shop. And we're also encouraging folks to use common sense precautions to keep their bags clean. There's a great information on our website about how to clean your bags.
Ringwald says the DEC is aware that some stores have banned reusable bags or gone back to using plastic ones. Some stores have had trouble sourcing enough paper bags due to supply disruption from the coronavirus. She says the agency is in communication with those store chains. Enck with Beyond Plastic says one option for now is for shoppers to pack their own reusable bags, so checkout workers don't need to come in contact with them. Some stores have already adopted that policy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.